Typically, I have company at this time of the morning, at this time of the week, but today I sit in the studio alone. Why, you ask? Because my co-hosts for Cinema Chat are both in Park City, Utah. They are there enjoying and working at the Sundance Film Festival. Russ Collins, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, David.
And Amanda Bynum.
Welcome to the mountain.
How are you?
Good. Amanda and I are sitting here in Park City, a little bit exhausted from watching a lot of movies. My experience is that if you watch more than two movies in a day, it feels a lot like work. But, you know, there's worse things to do than watch movies all day.
I think Amanda mentioned she was going to see 26 over her visit there. Is that about right?
Oh, I'm way over 26. By the end of the day, I'll be at 30. So by tomorrow, I should be at 34, 35.
And Russ, did I read somewhere that you actually got to introduce Robert Redford?
Yes, he was one of the keynote speakers at the Art House Convergence, which is a conference that we run annually here just before the start of the Sundance Film Festival. He was a very good speaker, a very charming man, and we'll look forward to sharing some of that with folks when we get back to Ann Arbor.
All right. Well, I'm looking for highlights. Amanda, so far, I mean, you had a long list of movies you definitely wanted to see. Were the highlights the highlights?
They've been pretty good. I would say that the two films that I was the most interested in seeing were 20 Feet from Stardom and Austin Land. And I would give them both a 4 out of 5. But so far, my favorite film has been In a World, which I think, David, should be right up your alley. It's about a
voiceover artist.
The daughter of the most famous voiceover artist working in Hollywood, and she wants to begin her own voiceover career. It was hilarious. I loved it. And I'm just hearing tons and tons of positive reviews about that film.
And what about
it? Was a lot of fun. And I saw the Sarah Polley documentary called Stories We Tell, which is actually a family story. That was very, very effectively done, and I really look forward to sharing that with folks in southeastern Michigan. And, you know, there's just a lot of great films. One of the very top films that we saw was The East, which comes to the Michigan Theater a week from today as part of Sundance Film Festival USA.
Now, let me ask you this. Much like any event, each year it will develop a personality of its own. What personality does this Sundance Film Festival have?
Well, it's a great thriller. I was able to see the film on Tuesday, and it's just a really solid thriller with some of the traditional trappings of those. You know, there's very tense moments. The music is incredibly effective. But Britt Marling is just the star of this film. It's her breakout role. I mean, she's done some really great turns in things like Sound of My Voice and Another Earth. She had a small supporting role in Arbitrage with Richard Gere, but this is
daughter.
Yeah, but this is just really a star vehicle for her, and she's also one of the co-writers of the film. It's really good, and I think our audiences are really going to like it because every year so far for our Sundance Film Festival USA film, it's been a comedy, and we've had some really great comedy, but this is just a fairly serious departure from what our audience probably expects from a Sundance USA film. So I'm super excited that they get to see it.
A bit of a fast-paced thriller. And I'm very excited to have this film. And I think you were asking about the general tone of the Sundance Film Festival this particular year. And they actually are doing more comedies than they've done in the past. There's the indie film Karma can be kind of depressing human stories. And there are a fair amount of those that are very, very compelling. But it's a little lighter this year. And this thriller, although it's not a comedy, is a very, very engaging film that has a very strong rhythm that moves you forward. Alexander Skarsgård is in it, Patricia Clarkson, Julia Armand. It's got a really star cast, Ellen Page. And we're going to have the director of the programming for the Sundance Film Festival as well, Trevor Groff. So it's going to be a really star-studded evening with Britt Marling and the director of the film, Zal, and he's got a wonderful last name that I have a hard time pronouncing, but I'll have it by next week, and as well as Trevor Groff. And so the East is going to play a week from today. If you haven't got your tickets, get them quickly. The house is well over half sold, and we'll sell the sucker out, which we're very happy about. But you better get your tickets quickly. And this week we're opening up a couple of great films. One of them was at Sundance last year, Smashed, And Quartet is this Dustin Hoffman film that he directed, and it stars Maggie Smith, Michael Gambon, Pauline Collins, and Billy Connolly. And it's about these former opera singers who are living in this home together. And personal and financial crisis kind of intervenes to create a little tension between this quartet. They get together every year and do this benefit for the house that they live in. And Dustin Hoffman, this is his directorial debut. He's extremely strongly praised for it, and it should be a lot of fun, if nothing else, just to see the great Maggie Smith perform with other great, great actors. And Smash is the Sundance film about this couple who share a lot of things, music, laughter, and drinking, but especially drinking. And when the wife decides that she's going to get on the wagon because her job is threatened, she's a school teacher, it really puts a lot of stress in their life, particularly on the relationship. And then the other film that we're playing this week is Holy Motors, which is the most buzzed about film in the specialty film world. It's an experimental documentary film, very, very beautifully shot. The story is very odd. It's all set in Paris, and it's about this one guy who essentially goes through many generations of being all kinds of different occupations. And it's a fascinating piece.
Holy Motors. Like a movie you have to pay very close attention to, or you might get lost along the way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely true. And then opening at the multiplex is Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, movie 43, and Parker.
With Dreamboat Jason Statham.
He's like an action hero. He does those big blow-em-up movies that I never go see.
That's sort of his M.O.
And that's Parker that's opening up. It's based on a Donald Westlake novel directed by Taylor Hackford, who directed Ray and got an Academy Award nomination for that. Movie 43 is in the Dumb and Dumber, there's something about Miri mode. It's produced by Peter Farrelly and Charles Wessler, who produced some of those movies. And it's an outrageous ensemble cast with a lot of big Hollywood names. And it's not for those who are easily offended, but the movie's pretty if you like that kind of thing, it should be a lot of fun. Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, is based on the German fairy tale, but it's a riff about when Hansel and Gretel are older and they seek revenge against all of the witches, or at least the witch that caused them all of their trouble in their youth and lured them into the candy-covered cottage.
Right. It's along the same vein as Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, or Pride and Prejudice. It's that kind of taking a tried-and-true story and turning it on its ear and making it modern and violent.
Well, those are my choices.
Yeah, well, there's one more. We've got a Monday series running that is a celebration of a film artist that grew up in Michigan, Bob Shea. He's a director, but mostly he was known as a producer and studio head for New Line Cinema that also had an art house of wing called Fine Line. And we're doing one of the films that he released very early in his career. Now, some of the stuff that he released early in his career were the John Waters films, the early John Waters films. And this one actually is an experimental narrative from 1969, an Italian film directed by Pier Paolo Pasolini, and it's called Porcio, and it's a very odd kind of piece. It stars Jean-Pierre Lenault, who was very well known in a lot of French films, as like in Italian film, particularly the films of François Truffaut. And he plays the son of a German industrialist, and he's not really happy about his father's business practices of dealing. And that's part one of the movie. And then part two of the movie is about a guy who decides that he needs to get into cannibalism. So anyway, it's a very experimental kind of film.
And that's on Monday.
And very important for its time. And again, it's part of this series that we're doing every Monday night. This is going to include everything from this kind of experimental stuff and John Waters films to the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle,
all produced by this Bob Shea, who's a Detroit native, went to the University of Michigan.
Well, Amanda, one final question. Part of your gig out there is to figure out which movies you want to bring to the Michigan Theater. How many have made your list so far?
I am not at liberty to say, David. I will say that it's more than one and less than 20.
Well, thanks for being so defined and specific. We do appreciate
sure,
it.
Sure, no problem.
We're finding a lot of great stuff that I think you'll see both at the Michigan Theater during 2013. but also very cool stuff that we'll be playing at Cinetopia, which is coming up. It's our international film festival that will be on the screen and in our town in June. So
we will look forward. We will look forward to all of it, and we will look forward to your return. For Russ Collins and Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat from Park City, Utah, here on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Park City.